The scientists experimenting with genetic engineering use a host cell to grow their transplanted genes. The bacteria E. coli normally mix with the genes of Tesla. They create the hybrid recombinant DNA in the E. coli bacteria. E. coli multiplies very rapidly. By the human bacteria, any disease carrying E. coli could spread among humans like wildfire. The work of Chief Wrigley at Imperial College, if he was allowed to go ahead, would mean that E. coli bacteria would be considered and created with the ability to create cancer in mice. The worry is that it might also create cancer in humans. So the argument is if you isolate all these DNA from a mouse and grow them inside the colon, then they may express the capability of genetic information, which would interfere with the growth of the disease itself. And one can specify certain things about the mouse, then it might have these properties, especially if it's known pretty much that all animals have all the genetic information. Pieces of DNA would look very similar to genetic information in RNA viruses, which are known to cause
manipulating that.